Shoot, the oldest grandson graduated this year, and he's in apprenticeship. He's over in Mattoon, and they've got a job coming up at Caterpillar in Decatur, so he won't have to drive so far.
That's good.
And he really likes it so far.
How long an apprentice is that?
I don't know.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I have the clerk call the roll.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, June 7th.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. I have the clerk read bills and payroll.
General Administration, $2,579.02. Economic Development, $259.84. Police, $4,651.50. Fire, $1,602.50. Street, $11,913.54. Parks, $4,185.80. Police and Fire Commission, $640. Garbage, $235.89. Cemetery, $797.58. Water Operations, $23,532.16. Sewer Operations, $478.97. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $521,576.47.
Thank you. Motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I make a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. We have a couple of appointments. We have one reappointment and one appointment on the hospital board this evening.
Motion to reappoint Mark Hobby to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, said term to expire July 1st, 2027.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the new appointment.
Motion to appoint Denise Crutcher to the Warner Hospital and Health Services Board, said term to expire July 1st, 2027.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Very well qualified candidate. Be happy to have her on the board. Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Streets and Public Improvement?
Yeah, we've got a gentleman here tonight from Farnsworth Wiley that's going to speak with us. Sorry, sir, I forgot your name.
Neil.
Neil. Yes, sir. Would you come forward, please?
You bet.
Thanks, Ken. What, you want me to go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I've been asked to attend, and I think I drew the short straw. Bob Kohlhaas had a conflict tonight. Otherwise, he would have been in attendance. And so he had asked me to pick up on the project. Certainly, this is in regard to Illini development. And the status, or lack of status, with the concrete pavement and the subdivision itself. This is really the work that I do. I work in land development. That's primarily, I do some municipal work as well, but primarily I do work in land development with the developers in the Bloomington-Normal area. So it made sense for me to be here and to try to answer any questions I can or bring you up to date on status or just really sort things out. Steve Lobb, that is, and I have been on the phone quite often as of late, as with Bob Colhase, and trying to bring this thing together. So if you shoot the messenger, I certainly understand, but I do need to at least speak to you to try to figure out where this heads from here. And Steve, as I go, whatever I forget to make mention of, please shore me up. What we have, would that be all right if I just sort of describe where we're at or where we're not?
Right.
What we have is soft subgrade material, the dirt, and it has been a struggle for quite some time, especially this spring and really back into the fall, late fall as well of last year. As I understand, and this is from a geotechnical engineer that we bring in to analyze the soils and look at what the problems are. Silt is part of what's in the soils, and then it's moisture and the moisture that we've had this spring. None of these, let me just maybe kind of back up for a minute. None of these are excuses. These are just, you know, where it isn't. In terms of trying to tell you guys what prevents us from pouring that that pavement, it's too soft. And if we were to do that, it would fail, and you would have a maintenance problem, you know, for forevermore. So we want to make sure that it's right, and that it it does in fact come up to the soils, do in fact come up to strength, so that they can support the pavement itself. So we don't want to do this, even if it's wrong. We want to make sure that this thing's the way it needs to be, and it's not. There have been attempts to get it corrected or ready to be paved, and even as of late, those have been unsuccessful. And then we can talk as far as, you know, the history, and I'm trying to make sure that I've got a decent grasp. I've been trying to kind of catch up on this in the last few days, so there may be some things that Steve can certainly add that I wouldn't be able to, but this has been problematic for quite some time. The timing on this and the fall that we had before, it looked like that was going to be accomplished, and it was not. And then, of course, winter closed in, spring came after, and so did those rains. So it's a matter of, I think, where we go from here and how we get this thing accomplished, because, you know, clearly there's a need, you know, for the lots and the homes, and, you know, they would, I'm just sure they would move. I'm just speaking from what's going on in Bloomington-Normal. You know, we have a housing crisis in Bloomington-Normal. And I'm very familiar with that, and I'm sure that the demand is high and the timing, you know, is correct for what you're doing. With that, I might pause and ask, Steve, is there anything you want to add so far in terms of anything I've said?
No, not so far. I mean, we're just kind of trying to lay out where we're at, the status of the project, and what it might take to get this project completed. That's the important thing at this stage. So I'm sure there'll be some discussion about the how we got here, but no, I think you know what needs to be laid out, and I'm sure there'll be questions.
Sure. I did bring down the, Steve, we talked today, and I did bring down the contract documents, you know, of the with the contractor, so that you have those. I did, hey Steve, I did email those. I think part of that bounce back just because of the size. So I'll leave a hard copy here.
Well, as it turns out, he is sitting right there to your right. I didn't think he would be there in person, but there he is.
I'll take those if you don't mind. Yeah.
Well, Steve, I was thinking yours bounced back, but it might have been yours. I'm not sure.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
Anyway, whatever I've got, I'm going to leave.
Okay, great.
Up and ready. So, again, those may be a reference document. That way you've got, you know, the contract itself of what we have in place with the contractor. And that might be a good reference for you. And I just thought I'd bring them.
Yeah,
and then they're emailed really to both of your email addresses, but okay. One of them bounced back. Okay. So
I appreciate that.
Yep. So what we have, you know, Stark has provided cost to remediate this. And we've been in contact with them of, you know, where are you going to take this? How are we going to get there? And, you know, how does it come together? I have those. I can pass those out. And I did email those to you guys actually just a little while ago after the contracts. So I've got hard copies of their proposal that we can talk about and see where it goes from there. Personally, I think that the options here, before I hand these out, the options here that they have looked at to stiffen up those soils to allow that paving to take place. One is to incorporate a cement mix into the soils, and it's ground in. You either use cement to do that, or oftentimes lime, just to suck the moisture out and stiffen it up. A lot of same thing as some of the things that are done on the farm, you know, just to dry things out. So in this case, we would need to use cement if we were taking that kind of an option, because of the silt material that's in the soils. The lime will not react with that silt, and it just won't stiffen up. So we would have to go to a cement mix in order to do that. That's one option. Another option is to what's called deep plow the soils. It's very dry. I just walked the job on the way in. It's very, very dry on the top, which doesn't do us much good. And it's got moisture down below, which also doesn't do as much good. It needs to be mixed, and usually that's done by way of a road grader to come in and deep plow, like 18 inches, 18 to 20 inches is usually what we can get for penetration to get those soils mixed up, to dry them out down below so that they stiffen up and allow that support that's necessary for the pavement. So that's an option. And then another one, we thought, well, we should look at what it would cost to take out some of those soft soils and put in rock. And that's usually very expensive, which is what we find, and certainly that's the case here, that's the most expensive of the options. I'll be happy to hand those out. Like I say, I am the messenger here, and that's sort of the role tonight. But we need to talk about this. We needed to bring this thing, you know, to a head. Again, Steve and I have talked, and it sounds like you'll maybe discuss that. And the actions are usually taken 2 weeks following, you know, any formal action is what I understand. But we needed to start somewhere. You know, it's not going to get any hotter. It's not going to get any drier than what we're seeing right now to get this thing done. So.
I do have a few questions, though.
Yes, sir.
Why wasn't this project completed by time of the end of the term? Was what, November last year?
Yeah.
Was there a problem back at that time with this subgrade?
Yeah, it was. There was 100. The completion in the contract was 120 days.
All right.
And that brought it up to mid-November.
All right.
And I don't have. It sounds. Like I'm dodging your question.
Right.
I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
You know, really.
So you don't have an answer either if it's ready to pour or this subcompaction.
From what I understand, they got there, and this was in November, right around November before winter closed in, that they were really there. That's what I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of having a hard time to understand why we've got to pay more money now.
Right.
To get this put in when it was ready for them with the before the contract was up.
I believe me, I completely understand.
Did they do a test roll last week?
You know what they did last week? They did what's called a DCP test, dynamic cone penetrometer. So what they do, they've got a device, and it drops a weight, and what it measures is the strength of the soil, and they failed. When it went down, when it got below that crust, it's wet and soft. So all those soil tests that they ran all failed.
Just in places or?
No, pretty much throughout, from what I'm told.
Pretty well, all of it?
Pretty
much. Because
of
the winter setting open?
Yeah, and you know, so of the options, you know, how we fix this, that's how it's paid for. I really, and by the way, this time last night, I was on the phone with two different developers that are in Bloomington. Well, one's a normal, one's in Bloomington. Same discussion. And we got silt in the soil. I've been on that site trying to figure it out. And we just got started, though. I mean, we're just underway this year and having troubles. So I've gone through this conversation until about 8 o'clock last night to try to get soils because it had been very wet. In the spring, it got in. And it stayed there, and now we've got to go down and dry it out. So we've got the same situation going on in a project in Northeast Normal, and one on Eastern on Bloomington's eastern edge as well. So I'm sad to tell you, I know what happened, and it got wet.
Yeah, last fall the we had two soft spots, and that's where the whistle went through. The retention basins,
okay,
and that was the only places we had, and that's why I asked, you know, what we had in the other part, because that was natural ground, most of it. They just took a little bit off, and it was all natural ground.
Yeah,
what you're saying now is that over the winter months, that water has went down into that subgrade.
That's exactly
and
right.
And it's not releasing. And not going any further, and it's just setting. Our ground is unstable.
Yeah, and one of the old partners at the firm used to have a pretty good saying. It's why corn grows so well here. You have the clays down below that holds the moisture, and that's where it's at. It's held up in those clays.
And you
in
said
this case, it's in silt.
Lime wouldn't work in this situation.
No, because of the silt content. And we have a really good geotechnical engineer that's a subconsultant to us. And the town of Normal uses him, and Ramsey is this guy's name. He's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Doug Ramsey analyze the soils. And we have to run an analysis of the silt content. And it's too high for the lime to work. That's where the cement comes into play.
Oh,
and we've had good luck with cement. I did a project, we did a project last year where we needed it.
I turned it off.
We had no other option. Same thing, we had silt. But the silt and the lime just don't react well.
Yeah, even by opening it up when they dished it up the other day, it didn't help anything.
They didn't get the protection.
Because it's just down there too deep.
That's right. What I started to say is, so of these options, the least expensive is the deep plowing, because you're not using any material, you're not using cement, and you're not using the rock, obviously, and I believe that's got a pretty good chance, because it's moisture that's gotten down in there. There was a time, so I'm told, and Steve, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a time that this thing was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's last year, and then came all these rains. The soil hasn't changed. You know, the dirt that's there is the dirt that was there last year. The change has been the moisture. So to look at the deep plowing, you know, to stabilize that, dry it up, I think that's got, you know, an excellent chance because it was there, so I'm told, mm-hmm. you know, with stiffness.
And you're saying 18 inches is yeah. what they're needed to?
That's usually what they can get down to. Ordinarily, what they'll do, they'll take a road grader through, they'll tilt the blade, and they'll plow it up as deep as they can. And then back to this geotechnical engineer, his big influence in the whole thing is to make sure that they come through and disc it, because it'll bring slabs up, mm-hmm. you know, they're huge, and you don't get any drying because they're all encapsulated. And what he insists on is that the disking take place, so it breaks it up into small clods, so you get more air contact
sure.
know, with the smaller particles.
Yeah, they got to rip it up and give it air.
That's right. Yep.
And
yep.
But they want to put cement mix instead of lime, or they're just thinking about ripping it up?
Well, like I say, we got one. I pass. It's a good time to pass this out, if that's okay.
Sure.
That all right? Yeah.
I've got one question. At the end of last year, when they had the soil ready, was there still time to make the pour?
Yeah. That's what I was asking you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Also, Steve and I was talking today, too. Also, he's heard rumors of a possibly concrete shortage, too. And have you heard anything on that?
Yeah, we hear about everything now.
Right.
I think it's available.
Oh, okay, thanks, Neil.
On this contract, too, was there no penalty for over?
There wasn't. Yeah, and Steve and I talked about that today. You know, it's called liquidated damages. And really, Steve, I think that's what you look at now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what's happening now. Are there damages? You know, that's...
Okay.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to spend that kind of money. It could have been that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
One of the things we looked at, I'm playing a little catch-up. So today I was going through the contracts, and I saw that there is in the bid... Of the $603,000 total, there was a contingency approach that we put in the bid, and what it came down to is we thought there could be soil problems, so we put allowances in there for removal of soils, and it's kind of on the backside, Steve, of the proposal, the price proposal. So what we had in there was allowances for soft soils, limited, not to this extent, but it had excavation of the material, it had a fabric that would be put down, and it kind of ends up acting kind of like a trampoline, and then you put rock back over to do repair work. The cost that we had in the bid coming back from the contractor was a little over $24,000. And so there was an allowance in there, but some of that money has been spent. There have been, Steve, what I didn't see when I talked to you, there have been some subgrade repairs done at the entry area to get those aprons in for safety reasons, you know, on Illini Drive. That was about $11,000 that had been spent. There was some winter concrete. Ken, you had asked me about that. On the way in, there was some winter concrete that was allowed. That was those aprons, but not the whole thing that had been requested. And that was around $3,000. I've got these numbers. So of that $24,000, about half of that allowance has been spent. So there is some money left, but not $35,000, you know, of what's asked for here.
Plowing's probably not the best route to go anyway, is it? You know, it's the cheapest, but it's probably not the best.
You know, boy, here's what I was really worried about, you guys. So you're going to guarantee this? And, yeah. and this is yeah. what I slide down in my seat. you know, the cement is, you know, more of a fail-safe thing. I do believe that it's a moisture thing, and if we can get that mixing going, that that does have a chance. The plowing, the deep plowing. There's nothing really guaranteed. I mean, how are we going to know? Well, we won't until we throw a loaded truck on it and see how it holds up. So we are, like I mentioned, the project I spoke about last night with the developers, we are doing that. And we have silt that we're dealing with, and we're trying to do the same thing on a project in Northeast Normal. So we're taking that approach. This, you know, we have an excellent geotech, like I mentioned before. But boy, some nights this is more of an art than it is a science, honest to God.
My question is, though, we go ahead and do this, and then we get a bunch of rain. So how's that going to affect it? What's that going to do?
You'd want to time it. That's the other thing too. That's like the work from back last fall, to time it to get in. You know, when the getting's good. And so we'd want to make sure we would not open that up, you know, if we've got rain in the forecast. And I know Steve wanted to get this on the table for discussion and see if you're absolutely right, you know, because I mean, we're missing some incredible weather right now to get this thing going.
Do you have the test results or the subgrade test results? Do you have them that we can have a copy of?
Sure. I don't think I have those with me, but I'll send them to you.
Send them down
yep.
for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please.
Yep.
That way we can kind of look and see what
that's a good
we got.
Idea.
You know, I don't know what they're thinking, highway standards or residential standards.
It's all set up by IDOT. It's all an IDOT, right?
It's all highway standard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, we got to expect that kind of weight, you know, that kind of loading. Mm-hmm. Garbage trucks, you know, coming through. Okay.
Not the same as Bloomington to Clinton, Clinton to Decatur, those patches of highway, I hope.
No.
Those are
resident.
Pretty bad.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, if we can get a copy of that, it'd be fine.
Sorry, I missed that. A little slow.
Anybody got any other questions for the gentleman?
Steve, you got anything?
Well, I mean, guys, the whole purpose of getting Neil down here tonight for you is I know how important this project is. I know there are potential buyers that have been waiting a long time. And I mean, it's just, it seems like we've been spinning our wheels on it. So I wanted to get it in front of all of you so you could maybe mull it over in your heads and possibly even, I certainly wouldn't expect action tonight. I'm not asking for action tonight, but I'm almost hoping you can at least give Neil a general direction, because we need to be working with Stark to get this thing going so we don't end up losing a month, because I don't want to be back here this fall having this same conversation. Why isn't this done? I'm just trying to get out ahead of it. So I, quite frankly, I'm not happy with any of this situation. I feel it should have been done last fall. I don't understand why it was not. But that's, unfortunately, at this point, I'm not being flippant, but it's just water under the bridge. We've got to start from today, and how do we finish this project and get it done? And it's got to be something that's going to hold up, because you've invested a lot of dollars out there, and we can't have that pavement fail. Concrete pavement that fails is a disaster. Any pavement that fails is bad, but concrete is really bad if it fails. And you've all seen what happens. We've had some, honestly, if you'll remember Walmart, when they came in years ago and they poured on top of the wet soil and it went bad in a hurry. We've seen it in the county market as well. Subgrade is everything. It truly is the backbone of the pavement. So I don't have answers for you. That's why Neil's sitting there. But I really thought that, I know it's been a concern for all of you. And I've certainly not been turning a deaf ear to it. I've been working on this in April, trying to get this thing all center and get it done. But here we are. So, I guess if you have any questions of me or him or what your thoughts are in general, that's kind of what I'm trying to get accomplished tonight, to see where we go. Or do we wait 2 weeks while you just think about it? I mean, it is your call. It's totally in the end of the day. It's up to you guys.
I have one more question. Has Stark put any consideration into this? You know what? They didn't get the job done.
No.
It falls on them. Why are we getting dinged for it?
Again,
is this a discount price they give us, or is this just out of the box and we're going to eat the whole bullet?
Yeah.
I think it falls back to Stark. They missed the window, is my opinion.
Is there anything we can do to go back after Stark?
We can certainly take a look at it. The first step would be to look at these contracts.
Okay. So I don't think we need
to move. That's what I would recommend.
We don't move on it tonight. So. Right. But, Steve, we did talk earlier, and you did say that you had some problem like this on the Illini Drive, though, too?
Well, I mean, when we, quite honestly, in the area, Steve Myers had asked me this question earlier, because we constructed Illini, we constructed Kleeman, and in both cases, we actually did do line stabilization on both those projects because of the soils in that area. That was then, and, the GO work at that point allowed line stabilization, and it worked. But no, it has been something that's been done on both the other major projects out there. So, yeah. Now, granted, this one shouldn't have the same average daily traffic, clearly being a subdivision. But, Neil hit it right on the head, and you all know it. It will see garbage trucks.
Yep.
It will see semis unloading and offloading. And it has to be built to a standard that will support that.
We want it done right.
Yeah. Well, I remember the old sections of Hillcrest we had to completely redo, too, because of the subsurface failed. Mm-hmm. That's been a while back, but we still had to do it.
Right. I just know that I have definitely picked up the emphasis from you guys of why isn't this done and when's it going to get done. We have buyers, as Steve mentioned to me last week. There are people ready to close on those lots. At some point, those people may decide they've waited long enough. There's just a lot of dynamics and a lot of moving parts. So I'm just trying to figure out a way to get it done and give you guys a product you'll be happy with, and so we can move on. I actually almost wish, and Neil, we haven't even talked about this, but I do think there are valid points here that everybody's raised. I sometimes wonder, should we not be talking with Stark? And this just occurred to me, so I'm not trying to surprise you with something.
Sure.
But I feel like we ought to be doing something and get it done and then hash out the argument later, because there's ultimately going to be one. Are we going to argue all summer with them, or, they've indicated they want to get this done too. Is it something that's worth reapproaching them and saying, we're not really sure we're happy with any of that, but the city feels there's some accountability on their side, and we do. So why can't we at least start planning for a direction, or is that just going to fall on deaf ears?
And I poor Steve, now that I recognize Mr. Myers here, I think that's kind of it's probably a legal question. And again, we're missing some great weather to get this done and get it finished and get it sold and occupied, taxes coming in. We've cussed and discussed this thing in our office too. So I hear you. But Steve, I think, uh-huh. as he points out, timing's everything on these projects.
Okay, on all three of these quotes, which one would get us done the quickest? Would putting the cement in there and going to 12 inches and getting the cement in, would that be the one that would get us the quickest turnaround, or are they kind of the same?
It would be with the correct weather, like what we have in the forecast, The quickest would be the plowing, the deep plowing and drying it out. That's, as you read here, it's basically a three-day process. The cement, you know, you're correct. I mean, we would need to get the cement in. It has to, you know, be installed, you know, ground into the soils. It gets watered so that it hydrates, so that it sets up. And then we have to stay off of it for almost a week, you know, just to make sure that we're not, you know, breaking that bond that cement's making with the soils. So it's probably about a 10-day process, maybe 2 weeks, by the time you get the material in and get it placed and all the rest.
What if this deep plowing does not go?
I know.
Then you've got to go to the second
step. I know. Chances are it could be in spots, you know, where there would be areas and you'd have to do some repair work. And again, I can't, that's the heck of
it. Right, I understand.
Yeah, I know. And you'd love to be able to say, yeah, that's the deal. Because, as I mentioned, in normal, we're taking that risk and the developer's risking that plowing because of cost. The cost came in just like this. I got costs last night. And then was on the phone most of the evening with the same thing with the developer. Same conversation I have tonight.
We need to get started and get working with them, see what we need to do to get this job moving forward, and we legally or do whatever we got to do. I mean, maybe you can't do it after the fact, but you would know that.
Well, the primary thing is to get something done. I agree with that.
Because if it rains again, we're worse shape.
We'll work with what happened last year as we need to. But right now, I think you need to first put these all on file so you've got them on file, and then you need to figure out which one you want to do, and then make a decision. Then we'll deal with the issues, if any, that are with the start as we get done.
I agree with that.
That's why I wanted to get you those contracts.
Now, does the soil, it's faster to do the plowing. Does it take longer to dry out then after it's plowed, or is that pretty quick?
You mix it, you know, and do that over a three-day period, and then get it recompacted, and then you want to time it to go ahead and get the paving done immediately. Mm-hmm. I was glad to see the paving machine is still here. Steve and I and a couple of our guys from the office had a conference call. I just caught the tail end of that. It was really Bob Colhase and our field guy. And I heard on that conference call, Steve, that was probably a week and a half ago, somewhere thereabouts, that the paver was there. So when I pulled up tonight, I was really glad to see that Bidwell paver still there so that they haven't.
They brought it in and never left.
Yeah.
It stayed there all winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, they've got other... They could go other places. And I thought, well, at least we don't have mobilization. We have to delay with mobilization, that kind of thing. So that was the only bright spot.
Well, there again, if we're going to wait 2 weeks and then we're going to wait and give you an answer then we've lost that time frame again. So that doesn't make sense either. I mean, it's got to be done now.
We need to move forward and let Steve...
And we can fight out the other issues at a later date, but right now, well, the weather's decent, and this is what we've got going. If you think that is the best option and the quickest, then we need to get it.
If not, we're going backwards.
Yeah. We just spent our wheels for two more weeks, then it's going to be another week before they can do this, and, you know, we'll be a month, just like Steve said.
And like I said, the longer it takes, the chance of losing people or want the properties, too, because, I mean, everything's going up.
At least they'll see us working on it and know we're trying to go forward. So I can't see waiting 2 weeks.
As far as the money to pay for it, it just comes out of TIF 1 and there's sufficient funds, more than sufficient.
And then we can argue. So, you're the legal guy that can argue that with them after the fact.
You do have a bit of a problem, and there's nothing on the agenda about it tonight. Okay. So taking action tonight with not having anything on the agenda would be a problem.
Okay.
You could... fast track, if it sounds like it's almost an emergency type situation, you could recess this meeting for 48 hours, you know, put it on the agenda, and then reconvene it Wednesday or something. Or next Monday.
Wednesday's
tomorrow.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget. Yeah. This Thursday. Isn't Monday anymore, is it? That's right.
It'll be like Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh. What do you want,
Mr. Well, if I could throw this out there just for thought, to be honest, I mean, we're going to have to communicate something back with Stark as to what the city's, I guess, desire would be, what option that we have in front of us. You know, the fact that we let them know what we've chosen tonight, basically, I realize you can't take formal action. Steve and I have talked about this, but if deep plowing is what you would like to see done ultimately, I believe that he could probably convey that with Stark, at least get them scheduled and on the books and get that ready. And then when you were ready to actually formally take action, you know, that would just be ready to go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we haven't had to deal with these type of problems before, especially with construction-related items. A lot of times when it comes to, and Tom knows this pretty well, a lot of times during the construction process itself, we have to approve an extra charge and then get you guys to actually formal approve it later. Otherwise, it would kill us on every project. So I almost feel like this is kind of almost the same dynamic. If you felt like you're aware that there's going to be this $24,000 or $35,000 added cost, you know, I've had to do that before where I've let you all know this was coming, and then we take action on it after the fact to keep the project moving. Tom, would this be any different to be considered that way?
Not really.
And what Steve's saying is that you're basically, if you reach a consensus tonight that you want to go with the disking, plowing, at least then Neil and Steve can let Stark know. They can start putting it on the schedule, line it up. Then by that time they've got that ready, you'll be ready to vote on it.
Say in another week or whatever.
Yeah, right.
What you guys want?
Or possibly it actually is done before you even get the chance. Because I'm hoping Stark is actually, they've given us, for what it's worth, and you have to count on them. I mean, but they have kind of given us their work. This project has now become a big deal to them. We've barked, we've complained, we've had conference calls. Dave Stark Sr. himself has given me his assurance this project is important. I want to get it done too. So if we go back and tell them, you know what, this seems to be the option we want to go, and you've got 90-degree weather for the next 10 days, they could theoretically schedule that and have that done and over with, possibly even move on with the project and forward. But in major construction projects, we've run into this hurdle before, and I guess I see it similar, maybe not exactly the same. And I wanted you to have options. I wanted you to understand what's happening with the project, and I want you guys to tell us. You give us our marching orders so we can try to accommodate the project and meet your desires. That's what my intention is.
I have one more question. Okay, so we're going to give Stark direction to do this. We're going to let them know we're not happy with it, correct?
Right. They know.
Are going to go back on them. And not just let them think that, hey, we just agreed to it and let's move forward without any repercussion.
Nope. Well, I mean, we're going to blindside back to the guy over there on the far end. I don't even know contractually what all that means.
I don't either.
Because it's all going to hinge on the teeth of that contract, which I'm not going to tell you that we can get this dealt with. I don't know that, Danny. That's exactly why I want you involved and everybody knowing with open eyes what we're walking into. But I can assure you, they know the city of Clinton is not happy with the progress of this project.
I'm
they
good.
Know we believe they're accountable.
I'm good with it as long as we got the intent.
Yes.
That you know, we think that they should have already had it done.
Especially when it was ready.
And why should the taxpayers pay more money because they screwed up?
Especially when it was already ready to pour last year and they just didn't pour it.
Right.
You guys are actually echoing the same sentiments that was discussed on that conference call with them. We know this. Now, do they care enough to matter? I can't speak for them on that. You clearly have estimates from them. So clearly they're expecting extra charges for this. We're in the middle of something here that we can have this argument for the rest of the summer with them and nothing get done. And we can do that too. I mean, I have no problem arguing. We can just put the brakes on this, have Steve go through that, involve Steve Myers on the legal side of it, go after that. And if that's what you'd prefer to do, I'm okay with it. I wanted you guys to be completely aware. And I do want to say before we get done here, I do appreciate Neil coming off the bench because this isn't his project. He's had to get caught up in a matter of about 72 hours. There was communications even over the weekend so he could be up to speed. I appreciate him coming in representing Farnsworth on this from their perspective because it's important you heard that directly from the source. So I do appreciate his presence tonight. And I understand he truly is the messenger on this.
I think we need to go forward, but I'd just like to know that we're going to have that intent.
I agree.
You going to get it scheduled in, Steve?
Well, what do you guys want me to do? I mean, Neil's sitting there. He could convey that on to Cole Hayes in the morning and move forward. I guess be real careful with Danny. I 100% agree with the intent, but I don't know what the end result will be. So I don't want you guys upset when we find out we didn't have the teeth to accomplish what we needed to accomplish. I wish this thing had been done last year as it should have been. And that's here nor there.
Right.
I can't go backwards and change what didn't happen. But I also am not going to make a commitment to you that, yep, we can probably get them to absorb some of this or split some of this or I don't know that. I don't know that. It's something that we could certainly have those discussions, and it's not something that we would roll over on right out of the gate, but I think Steve's going to have to help advise us somewhat on this. What do we really have, and what can we get done? So I'm just trying to be as open and transparent with all you guys so there's not a hassle later. I'll be the bad news messenger tonight. Then a month from now, come back and say, oh, you know, we couldn't do anything with it. We got it done, but here's what it's going to cost extra. I'd rather you just know
Steve's analysis.
Understand.
Well, and you should also move forward understanding that the proposal that Stark has sent up says that it will, if accepted, become part of the contract documents. So this is going to be in the contract now. So you've got two issues. You've got one, what do you need to do to get the project done? Then your second issue is, do you need to look and see if somebody did something wrong under the contract, and what are we going to do about that? And those aren't necessarily tied together. So you really don't want to hope there's more in it than what there is. The only issue you've got now to decide is, do you want to authorize this $35,000 additional cost to do a hard plow on the street? And the mechanism you're going to do is to, you're still going to put those on file tonight, and you've got to wait a period of time before you vote on it. The question you're doing is seeing if you have a consensus among you to go forward, then Neil can carry that message to Stark and start gearing up the equipment to get one of those done. You know you got to do something.
Yeah. I believe we need to move forward.
I do too.
I do too. And are you looking at the hard plow? Is that the consensus that everybody thinks that option, the $35,000 one, is the?
I think they're understanding what we're talking about now.
Okay.
So we're
the last part of that, though, is, and Neil, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but knowing that we did have some areas last year, what I would call more spot repairs that we knew were going to happen, that's potential even with this hard plow.
Yeah.
You could still have soft areas that may need to be amended, whether it be with rock or whatnot. So the 35,000, keep in mind, if there's still additional areas that don't pass, the only way at that point probably to correct that would be remove and replace with aggregate, is going to take that cost up. So again, I'm just trying to lay that all out there. Neil, is that misspoken?
No. Well said. And that, Dan, that's where you were going to. And that's that, you know, there's not a guarantee on this. If there's some repairs that are, you know, still some soft areas, yeah, we'll have to deal with that. Because we just got to make sure this thing's solid, you know, before that concrete goes down. And Steve, you're right. I mean, that's critical into the life of the pavement. You can't bridge these things. You know, you that 6-inch concrete, it won't. I mean, it'll hold up just fine if it's got a good base underneath it, but it won't bridge much.
Okay. So if you have the consensus, then you're putting it on file. You've reached a consensus. You've let Neil know. He'll carry the message to start. And then at the end of this meeting, you can recess it. I still think you should really actually go out 7 days. So you're looking at next Tuesday to reconvene this meeting for a vote.
Okay.
So what we would do then, we'd put them on notice, like you said, and not have them incur any cost until after your vote.
We'll let them be the judge of that. They may feel so responsible that they are knowing that they're to some extent risking their own money on that. Hopefully that'll be the case.
And we'll make, I think in the phone call, like Steve said, it was pretty clear. And I was not able to catch all of that. That's why Bob set the call up, but I caught the tail end of it. I think they understand that they've caused some problems.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you.
You know, I came in with one of the police officers because I came in the wrong door, and I thought maybe he should sit here with me.
Thank you
for your understanding. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
You
bet.
Okay, the only other things I've got is a reminder for people wanting to take things out to landfill. The last day is that is next Thursday, the 30th. So, and also the guys were out picking up brush the last 2 days. I think they're pretty well close to being done for this month. So that's all I've got.
Okay. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. We had a couple of leaks that one of them was an adventure. It was a 14-inch main that comes up Quincy. And it had burnt a hole through the main, and they had to cut out a section. And we got very lucky. The group out of Washington, we called all over, checked with all kinds of different people, and no one carries 14-inch repair equipment, or very little of it. And you got to take and give credit to all the different water departments in the area, because they called Bloomington. He called Normal. Each one of them, you know, checked with their own supply and stuff, tried to find it, and really went out of their way. And the guy in Washington ended up bringing it down here at like 11 o'clock that night. He located it, brought it down. We do have a couple now on the shelf. He's ordered them and got them just in case. But that's one of the reasons we've been looking at that grant that is coming around about replacing that before the water tower or anything else, and that project even is looked at. There is money out there in the, like, Build Illinois and low interest, and that's one of the things that they're looking at is replacing all that and having that ready and shovel ready to be put in and be ready for the tower in the future. But that's quite a ways away.
Including Quincy Street.
Yeah, and that way it'll be... Instead of having all those little, like, I want to call them the zippers, because it seems like it breaks along through there, different main, we can get all that done at one time, and then that way we won't be tearing up the road again.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was very nice to see everybody work together and be able to get the equipment here. And the guys have had a couple other leaks in some other areas, too. But other than that, just been business as usual and getting things done, so... That's all I have.
Okay, health and safety.
I got one thing I want to touch on. After our meeting last Tuesday night, The following Wednesday morning, the next morning, we at the fire department received a call from the EPA. Somebody between that time and the next morning called and turned the Clinton Fire Department in for burning tires and mattresses at the training facility. I want to set the story straight. It has never happened, and it will never happen. Correct, Dave? So I just want that to be said. Ben, you got anything?
I do not.
That's all I've got.
Accounts and finance?
Well, little mixed news on the sales tax. The old type of sales tax was down a little bit, at $3,000 or $4,000, but the what we call the non-home rule sales tax, which is on just general merchandise, that was up about 7%. So, you know, there's not much change, really. And then the other thing I have to bring up to everybody up to date, it's nice and cool in here, but our air conditioner shot craps for this build, for this part of the building. And Kelly's got a jury rigged, so he's going to get us a bid of what all we need to do to get the machine repaired. So that's going to be an expense coming up for the general administration. So that's all I have.
Okay. We'll go down to unfinished business. We got a motion for some asbestos removal on one of our homes.
Motion for the approval of the removal of the asbestos-containing material at 611 North Quincy Street by AAA Asbestos, Inc., in the amount of $12,230.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Once we get the asbestos removal, then we can put two houses up for demolition, the one on Maple Street and this one. So that's what we're waiting on right now. Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We've got several agreements there that we need to correct. They're on file. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're all going on file.
I won't read all of them, but they're with the lots out at the lots. at the Illini Edition. And the other one is the ordinance amending the time for the golf carts. And we changed that to, what, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. With that, we're going to pause the meeting, and we're going
to
have
we're going to recess meeting to Tuesday, June 28th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At 7 or?
I don't remember.
7 or what?
Yeah.
At 7.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Call the roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're also going to show the Stark documents on file for public inspection. The start quote.
You're going to put on file.
Show that on file. Yeah.
The three options.
Yep.
The cement treatment application for $52,064.25. Hard plow roadway, $35,000. And the undercut 6-inch and place 6-inch CA6 for
$63,400.
Put those on file.
Yes.
Yeah. Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Thanks, Steve.
And hello.
Hi, John.
How's John?
John's on there.
How you doing?